the community really kind of came together with group therapy earlier, where Claire had spoke to us about finding her fiance's secret Instagram account. And this secret Instagram account she stumbled upon had him reacting to, commenting on different like Instagram model type posts and accounts and stories and all that stuff. And a lot of people were saying, yo, this is a red flag. And that was Claire's thing. She's like, I know guys will like look at dirty websites. So maybe this is just part of that. And there's nothing really to be worried about. Well, a lot said, yes, there is to be worried about. Lacey had commented and said, hey, I had this happen to me. And I assure you, if it's happening there on Instagram, it's happening on Facebook too. And the messages are probably not anything you want to see. Address it and absolutely follow your initial gut reaction. Don't let your heart talk yourself into ignoring your gut, which is tough because they just got engaged and they were talking about engagement photos.
Oh, see, that's the hard part is we don't know, you know, what has happened, what the relationship was like leading up to this point. You know, she is still basking in the glow of literally being newly engaged.
And so,
that's her headspace. That's where her heart is when she's, you know, trying to figure out what to do with all this and how to process it.
I know. And it's tough. And she even said, like, I didn't want to address it in the moment because if I'm honest with myself, I was scared at what the answer was going to be. And that right there, that is like, you know, investigate why you think it might be scary for you to know about his Finsta or his burner account on Instagram.
Yeah, the biggest problem for everybody was the fact that it was a fake account and he was interacting.
Yeah. Hey, Erica, you wanted to chime in?
It reminded me of so many times I've been through that. I probably have been stupid to stay with him, but 26 years is a long time. But he used the excuse that I didn't give him enough attention.
Oh.
So he was trying to get my attention.
So wait. Your guy was saying that since you weren't giving him enough attention, he was trying to get your attention by commenting and interacting with people online?
Yes, he did that. He had plentyoffish.com and had a profile.
And he was saying this was to get your attention so you would pay him more attention?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Was it like to make you feel bad? Like, hey, you don't know what you have in front of you. You see all these other people think I'm attractive or desirable.
Probably.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I've gone through it. Like I said, we've been together 26 years now, and it's been off and on over those years.
It's okay. So you are still in a relationship with him?
Yes, we're married. We didn't get married till we were together 12 years and already had 3 kids together.
Yeah. Oh, God. Do you feel at this point you're too far invested to make a change, or did it work? I don't know. I'm just curious.
Off and on, it kind of works. And yes, I do feel like I'm too invested in this. You know, it's just been, we've been together way too long, you know.
Yeah.
We've broken up several times, and one time while we were married, and he ended up moving in with another woman and starting a relationship with her while we were married. 3 hours away in Kentucky. I live in Indiana.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was gone most of that year, and I've always made excuses and lied about things. And for some reason, I wanted him back, and he came back, and we've been together since. But, you know, he would get drunk at night sometimes and message people on Facebook through Messenger, and they would message me saying, why is your husband messaging me? One woman I didn't even know.
No, you know, and that's such a... that's such a bad position to put you in, where you have to then make excuses for your husband.
Right.
Is he better now? Are you in a good place? Or have you just resigned yourself to the fact that this is who he is and he's not going to change?
As far as I know, he hasn't been doing anything, but I haven't been investigating like I used to.
Yeah.
I used to try to sneak his phone and get on there and see what he's doing. It drove me so crazy. I would get on there so many times a day, check his activity, like to see what he's done, like what he's commented and what he's liked and this and that. I would look at his Messenger. But now I don't have his password because it got to the point where I told him, I said, listen, you need to change your password because this is driving me crazy. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
And I did talk to him about it, and I, you know, confronted him and all that. But, and then, like, he'll be friends with women he doesn't even know. And I know this for a fact he doesn't know them because they live in other states.
Yeah.
And I told him I didn't like that, and he didn't see the big deal in it. He said, well, you know, we're just friends, or, and there's times where he hasn't, you know, he hasn't made any rude comments or anything sexual, but it's still the fact of it's something that bothers me, and I've had to deal with this stuff before.
Now, Erica, you've heard our show before, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, so, Erica, you know what people would say about your situation, right?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. I hope that things get better for you. It sounds like you've put up with a lot from this guy. I hope there's something in it for you that brings you joy.
Yeah. Lately, the biggest thing I have an issue with is, well, in the last year and a half, he's only worked about 2 or 3 months. So I'm the only one working.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, Erica, yeah. Our listeners would have definitely something to say about this. And I think you already know the answer. But that's going to have to be, you know, I guess, a decision that you make for yourself and on your own. And the one thing I'll say, and, you know, every relationship is its unique thing, and it's easy to judge from the outside, you know, when you're not in it, but it's never too late. That's just what I'll say. So, Erica, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I? Because I've been trying to hold back. You said it perfectly when you summed it up. It's never too late to want better for yourself. I mean, this has been a pattern over 26 years.
And I get it.
It is time. It's time to move on and find someone that is going to value you and your relationship and put it above all. I mean, what kind of an example if the kids become aware of any of this?
I mean, they probably already are because
you got to consider that.
Yeah. So, like, she has justified everything. Wow. Okay.
And I know 26 years is a long time, and you don't want to sit there and think I've wasted 26 years if you walk away.
That's heavy.
However, there is way more time ahead in your life to where you can start over and find someone that is going to value you and your relationship.
Yep.
And be a better example for the kids, because this is not a really good, this is not something to show the kids and teach them how you treat people.
So, hey, hang on. Are we helping Claire, or are we now helping Erica here? Like,
we just switched to Erica now, because I feel like we already did our time.
I think Erica was trying to show Claire that yes, it, these situations happen, but the more we unpacked from Erica, the more we realized, yo, girl, you're still in this. Like, you gotta.
And my heart breaks for her because I mean, I know there's a billion layers to this.
Yeah.
I mean, with 26 years, a billion layers. I get that. Yeah. And it's easy for us to sit over here and say, girl, run.
I know. That's what I said.
Yes. But I want so much more for her. I mean, that is not love, and no one should settle for that.
Yeah, Jared's like, there's no way she has a brother or a dad with a backbone that would step in and take this guy down. Yeah, you know, I mean, you do need to have a support system around you, but yeah, all right, wow.
We want to help.
That's what
we love you.
That's what we're here for.
Thank you for trusting us with your story.
Yeah, that's why we do group therapy, because sometimes, and this is why what we always say, sometimes it's tough when you're in the moment to see. When you're so far invested in something, the big picture. And
I feel like we need to rename the segment to Tough Love with Ben and Kelly. I feel like that's often what they get.
They do. All right. Well, thank you, Erica. And again, if keep us posted on.
I need follow-ups from both.
I know. I need Claire. And I need Erica. I mean,
we're invested.
Listen, I'm going to say this to Erica, to Claire, to anyone. It's never too late to do today what you've wanted to do forever.
And if you needed us to give you that extra push, let this be that push.
Dang it, we're here.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's Ed Sheeran. TJ Hex.